The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the latest United We Stand podcast. I'm Andy Mitten. There's 3 hours to kick off, and I'm stood outside the Torch pub close to Wembley Stadium. The pub is already full. The car park of the pub has been surrounded by the type of fence you'd see at a music festival. And so I just started a podcast 27 seconds in, and a lad comes up to me and Plymouth lad, goes everywhere with United, didn't get a ticket, and I think it'll be the first of a lot of people complaining about how the tickets are distributed. And it's sad, you know, a lot of good people have missed out. I think there's 4 United We Stand writers have not got a ticket for various reasons. Some have got 8-9 credits, but not got the 10 credits. And I think as long as I've known FA Cup finals, and even a lot longer before, there has been problems with ticket allocations. When my uncle Charlie played in the 48 Cup final, there were problems then. So I've just walked past the Torch, which is packed already. There's fans in there singing, there's people in Cantona masks, there's people letting off red smoke flares, phones are in the air, filming everything, so you probably see all this sort of stuff throughout social media. Ahead of the Cup final, after the Cup final, everyone gathering their own memories. There are more United fans where I am, but I've just come from central London, and there were more Palace fans because they were coming up from south London. And you start to hear, as you come north of Baker Street, the first northern accents, the first Manchester accents, and groups of people. And while there are struggles for tickets, there's still, there'll be 35,000-40,000 United fans today at least. And then you're talking about the people who've got tickets in the supposedly neutral areas. And so that's a lot of people. You're getting groups of lads who can come down. The Plymouth Reds were telling me they didn't get enough tickets to organise a bus, but I know loads in Manchester organised coaches, the Monkey Bus lads, who'll be joining us on the podcast after the game. That bus was paid for by Manchester United, and I know that they were very appreciative of that. I think they've saved £40 each on that. So I'm walking past the Chippies, coming up to Wembley Park Tube Station. You sense that there's a match day price for things and a normal price, because Wembley is not the most affluent area of London, although in saying that, it's £700,000 for a 3-bedroomed semi-detached house. But you see signs, I just saw one, fish and chips and a drink, bargain price, £6.99. So a group of lads walking past now, singing United, and they all look like they've had a right skinful as they sing from the banks of the River Irwell. It's 26 years since United last met Crystal Palace in the FA Cup final. I can remember walking down Wembley Way with my dad, being so excited about the game ahead. And the game was brilliant, that 3-3 game in 1990, and the excitement's not gone. You become older and you don't have that sort of youthful excitement that I might have had. But I still think it's a good achievement for Manchester United to reach the FA Cup final. the cup run this year has given us the some of the best highlights of an otherwise disappointing season, and the cloud of the manager still hangs over the world of Manchester United. You speak to United fans and the topic of who's going to be manager next season crops up within the first 30 seconds. What do you reckon? Is he coming or not? And I don't know anyone who knows the answer for certain, and I speak to people every single day who work in professional football, agents, players, and all the evidence is circumstantial. I know people who've asked Ed Woodward direct, and I don't think he's made his mind up yet. Or if he has done, and he's keeping it to himself, because there's people very, very close to the centre of power at Manchester United, and they don't know. I think the will the FA Cup have a bearing on Mr. Van Gaal's position? Don't know. Really don't know. But what I do know is Mr. Van Gaal will be a chapter, small or large, in the history of Manchester United. But an FA Cup win will push United up to 12. It'd be a joint record 12th FA Cup win. It's a competition that's really worth winning. It's provided some of the greatest moments in United's history. It was one of the first trophies the club won, first trophy after the First World War, after Munich, first trophy for Ferguson, only trophy in the 70s and 80s. So United fans are fond of this competition. I know if you go wind back 5 years, and I think United played Everton in a semi-final and fielded quite a young team. And looking back, well, Manchester United were the world champions, best team in the world, and did well fielding weakened teams in the FA Cup. But now it's the first strength only, full strength for United. I'm told that Crystal Palace and Alan Pardew have been preparing for 3 weeks. They're very confident. I've just stepped onto Wembley Way now, walking away from Wembley Park tube station towards, used to be the Twin Towers, it's now a giant arch. And the new Wembley, I've heard a lot of criticism of it, but it is so much better than that shit tip of an old stadium, which was such a rip-off. We're hardly talking bargain prices now, but at least you're not going to have to wade through streams of piss like you used to at the old place. At least you can see the rake of the seats is built properly. And it is massive and anonymous, and it struggles to create an atmosphere. There are issues, definitely, but people around the world look at the new Wembley as probably being the best stadium in the world. How do you create an atmosphere and a homeliness when you've got 90,000 seats? It's difficult. Barcelona struggled to do it with Camp Nou, which is the most similar-sized stadium in the world to Wembley. There's a lady selling the official programme, £10. Don't have any interest in buying one. I did when I was a kid, don't now. What's it going to be full of? Player profiles, articles which were printed 3 weeks ago, loads of adverts for sponsors for a tenner. And where's it going to end up later on if the team celebrate? A couple of touts asking for tickets, Palace fans. The mood's really good. It's the first trip to Wembley since 2013. Hello, Martin, how are you? How are we going to do it today?
You know, I hope so. I'll tell you what, if we'd qualified for the Champions, or what's it? If we hadn't qualified for Europe, I'd want us to get beat because I don't want to go in that Europa League. Do you understand what I mean?
Do you not like going to new places? Just playing devil's advocate?
Yeah, you can.
You were always a traveller. You were taking me abroad when I was a kid.
Yeah, I don't know what you're saying, but when you go to matches now, if you don't get there Liverpool, you get there Everton, you've been to the same towns all that. There's nowhere different. And the worst place I've ever been to watch United, the worst place was that Midgetland.
Midgetland, yeah.
It's an absolute joke.
Yeah.
And the thing that does you in, I've just been up there now at the ticket office beating away people pick the tickets up. People have paid for tickets and they're not giving them the tickets. It's a disgrace.
Why? What's happening?
You know, like IDs and all this sort of thing. It's an absolute joke.
What are tickets going for on the street today?
Yeah, I don't know, 3 tons or whatever. I mean, we beat people over the phone and mental dough, but it's the worst cup final for United I've ever worked.
Really, for tickets? Because I can remember 1990 they were going for that much.
Yeah, but that's
26 years ago.
Look at Chelsea. Was it 10 years ago when we played Chelsea?
Yeah, 2007.
We're making a grand.
Really? That's what we're going for.
Yeah, it was the first cup final at Wembley, wasn't it?
Yeah.
After 10 years or whatever it was. Well, now it's an absolute joke. Yeah, you're not a football club no more, these are they? Do you know what I mean?
You're not enjoyed this season?
I went into Bournemouth the other night only because it was like you got your refund and that. So I went in. I left 20 minutes soon. It's like watching paint dry. There's no style. There's nothing. At least when we were crap, we played. Do you know what I mean? If you got beat 4-3, at least you've seen the game. The reason they've not qualified for the Europa, the Champions League, too many 1-0s.
at home, 1-0, when you get, you know, getting a goal and shutting up shot.
They've not scored enough goals, have they?
No, they've got. They've
not even scored 50 goals.
They've got
another
Rashford. What a player this Rashford is. Only because he got injured in the war, but we would never have played. The kid would never have played. And he was only put on to make the numbers up on the bench because we had injuries.
But he has done. He's done well.
Yeah, he's done well, really, but he would never have played.
No.
And the people going about now about, oh, you were giving the youth a chance. Well, think about it. If Mourinho come at United and never played the youth playing, your team's winning the league every week. You don't care where they come from.
Is that who you'd like to see in charge?
You've got to have a manager with character, haven't you? And you think about it. I mean, 3 years ago, I would have had Ancelotti. But who can you get now? You can't have this lump. It's a lump. It's so hard. It's unsure anybody can win the league in Spain when there's a two-horse race, and win it in Holland when there's one team. And as soon as they come in the Premiership, they get found out, don't they?
So, Mourinho, you sound unconvinced. Anyone else?
No, I'd have Mourinho. Well, yeah. There's no one else you can pick from. Mourinho will do what Doherty did. He'll walk in, I'm here. I've made it, you know what I mean?
You like Pochettino at
Tottenham? Well, I said Pochettino to the lads a couple of years ago, and they laughed at me. You know, because he done well at Southampton. Why? You know, I mean, he done a lot more in one season than Moyes had ever done.
Gigs?
No, not a chance. He shouldn't be there no more. You know, the United have got new history. They want to get rid of the Bobby Charlton. They've got too much say. Mourinho, the first time they had too much say, Bobby Charlton. Why? What is it? Named a stand after him. You know yourself, when you go to away matches, people up for his autograph. He's the most ignorant person you could meet in your life.
Are you good and bad?
You hear more bad than good about him.
Over the years. It's windy, so I'm going to pause the podcast one second.
Looking at Wembley Stadium, there's 2 hours gone after the final whistle. Manchester United have won the FA Cup for a joint record 12th time. It came from behind with goals from Juan Mata and Jesse Lingard. Really good goal. Great to see a lad who's been at the club since he's been 7 years old, scoring a winning goal in an FA Cup final. And it's good, it's been a good day. The performance was good in parts. The Palace fans are gutted. I thought the Palace fans were quite good, actually, behind the goal. I'm speaking to people on the way back to Manchester. You'll get a whole collection of different opinions in this part of the podcast. I'm with my brother, as news has been coming through over the last couple of hours, last hour, about Jose Mourinho. It's coming out of Portugal. Mendes's camp saying that Mourinho is going to become Manchester United manager, so they wouldn't be saying that if they didn't think that was going to happen. So it does look like the end of Louis van Gaal. And I'm with my brother, 3 years younger than me, who's a footballer himself, played for Altrincham, Ashton United, Radcliffe Borough, Flixton, Trafford, and was one of the first signings at FC United. Jos, what did you make of the game today?
I thought it was poor till probably the last 10 minutes and it seemed to liven up. Lingard scored a good goal, but you know, it's the FA Cup final. I thought it was poor.
But come on, United have just won the FA Cup.
And they have won the FA Cup. I agree with you. You should be celebrating it. Maybe 15 years ago, everyone would be jumping around and celebrating the FA Cup, but it just doesn't feel like you should be celebrating the FA Cup. It just doesn't feel right. It feels devalued, and it just doesn't feel like 10, 15 years ago.
This season has not been great. It's been a high point at the end of a pretty poor season. United have not scored enough goals. Which players would you keep? There's clearly going to be changes at the club.
I'd probably keep Van der Sar.
Van der Sar?
Sorry.
De Gea.
The goalie. De Gea, sorry. I'd probably keep Martial because he's young
And good.
Yeah. I'm struggling now. I think there needs to be a clear out. I'm not sure about Herrera. I think, you know, maybe he's still got to unlock the potential we saw when he played for Bilbao. Can't think of too many more. Rooney, I'm on the fence with. I don't know his position.
He did
position.
Brilliantly to set up that first goal.
Yeah, but that's all he did. I don't think he did much more as a captain. You know, he's not a Roy Keane. He's not a Brian Robson. I think they need massive, massive clear outs.
What do you think of Jose Mourinho becoming manager? Is he the one you'd like to see?
I can't see past Jose Mourinho. I can't see who else apart from the Atletico Madrid manager.
Simeone, who's unlikely to leave there. He's a king of Madrid. He doesn't speak English.
Giggs, would he give him the job? Probably yes. He can't do much worse than Van Gaal, but is a gamble. If there was a gun to my head, I'd probably say Jose Mourinho.
And I think most United fans would say that as well. And even by the time people are listening to this, the story's going to have moved on quite a lot. I've just been told that the Glazers are meeting on Monday with regard to the next manager. Mendes is saying that it's going to be Mourinho. There's definitely been contact with Mourinho. This has been bubbling under for 6 months, although Edward Wood has been keeping things very close to his chest. And he's got a good track record. He could come in and he could do really well for United. There's worries with him, like there would be for with any manager. Doesn't seem to be a standout candidate, but if there is one,
I'd take Mourinho.
Yeah.
As I'm studying now, walking down Wembley Way, I would take him all day long.
Yeah.
Before Paris Saint-Germain take him.
Yeah. So changes needed. Well, we can't really say what's going to happen next because we don't know. The events are going to probably overtake this podcast. What do you think of Wembley, though? What do you think of the atmosphere?
I think it's a good stadium. I think the atmosphere is good. I think the Crystal Palace fans are buzzing.
They were brilliant, weren't they?
I think they make the FA Cup final like an FA Cup final. I think it's like the League Cup final, and I think the League Cup final has gone like the Johnson's Paint final.
Yeah.
It seems like it's the knock-on effect. I don't think it's got the value like it used to have. But I'm buzzing that they've won, but you know the buzz isn't the same as what it was probably 10-15 years ago.
Thanks for your time.
Welcome to Latest United We Stand podcast. It's our last trip of the season. We're on our way down to Wembley for Manchester United's 19th FA Cup final. Of the previous 18, 11 wins, 7 losses. So today, beating Crystal Palace will give us just by being here, we're going to tie the record, but we'll join Arsenal on 12 if we win. We've taken two coaches down here for today. Place is absolutely buzzing. We left Manchester at what time did we leave?
About 8:10, Steve.
Was it that late?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we left Manchester just after 8:00. We've got two coaches, full of the usual suspects, and we've just dropped off at our usual stopping point, somewhere that we've been using for a couple of years for big events in London and Wembley. A pub in Wickham who look after us. So we've got 90 odd people in here. We reckon the bar will take probably $3,000 or $4,000 in the space of the next couple of hours, which will keep them going for a couple of months. So I'm going to have a wander around, see who we've got in here, see what their thoughts are and what the feelings are about the game, as we've done all year. Who have we got here?
Cash Young.
Will.
Thoughts on the match?
I think we can do it, yeah, hopefully. You know, we've got a good side, Palace, but I think if we turn up, we'll do it. So, no.
2-1. Might score first. We've created a few chances.
What was your first cup final?
94. FA Cup.
What was yours, Will?
Millwall at Cardiff, I think 2004. Last time we won it, actually, yeah. So
you've done Cardiff and Wembley before, yeah?
And the old Wembley as well, yeah.
So how good was Cardiff?
I think United played there 8 times and I went to 7 out of the 8 and it was just mint. Just pubs on every corner, beer all over the show. Great. Just miles better than the new Wembley, wasn't it? But, you know.
See you in a bit, boys. Have a good day. Pat, cup final day. What was your first cup final?
It's not my first cup final, but I'm looking forward to it today. It's been a long time.
What's the first one you went to?
I went with my best mate when I was in school. So, what was the year of Eric?
96.
But yeah, went to that. So I was buzzing. But it's been a long time. It's been a very, very long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Your first cup final?
Against Villa. Carling Cup final.
94.
Nemanja. No, 2011.
Oh,
I think
that was late. Yeah.
Vidic should have got sent off, but he didn't. He stayed on. Owen got injured. Rooney comes on, scores the winner. Happy days.
It's important United win today, isn't it? For loads of reasons.
Oh, it's very important, mate. Yeah. To be honest with you, I think he's there. I think he's gone no matter what, but today it just means a lot for United. United fans, 12 years without a fucking FA Cup is an absolute shambles. Fergie obviously prioritised the Champions League and the league, but neglecting the FA Cup, it's just adding fuel to the fire that United were the team that killed it, and it's just bollocks, isn't it?
Just think of so. Do you remember we used to get grief for killing the League Cup, but we were in finals and semi-finals almost every year for a little while, weren't we?
Yeah, I know. To be honest with you, I think it's absolute bollocks that United are the reason that any sort of cup has been fucking killed, to be honest. It's just an absolute pile of shit. But I'm confident about today, but I don't think it's easy as everyone says it's going to be. I've got a lot of friends who are Crystal Palace fans, and I know he's not a world beater, but the fact that they got MacArthur back and Bolasie back, it means that Kabai can play Bolasie and Zaha forward while someone screens the defence, and I actually think it's going to be a lot harder than people think they are. But
I mean, Pardew said after the Watford game, the attack Watford, he said against United, we know we can't do that. So by the sounds of it, he's going to park the bus today, which we're not that good at breaking down 11 men behind the ball. So I'm hoping they don't do that, but at the same time, just hope we can fucking score the first goal. So I mean, that'll make a world of a difference.
Lads, you know far too much about football, because this is yes, you go and get fucking pissed and wired.
Yeah,
and I'll see.
I'm going to do it.
Fucking hell. That was like watching Match of the Day. I've got Steve Newall here. Steve, your first cup final, 1976. What was that like?
Unbelievable. At the time, I was saving up to get married, and I lived in Oldham. I lived in a pub called the Mare and Fold. But behind the Mare and Fold, there was an estate, and they pulled Salford down, and all these lads from Salford had moved up there, Primrose View, and they organised a coach, and we went down there, and it was unbelievable. And to this day, I've still got my ticket. We was in the Southampton end, and I've still got my ticket at home. It's got the Dell Southampton stamped on the back. And we went up there, and it was absolutely unbelievable, apart from the goal. And it's one of the best days, even though we lost, it's still one of the best days I've ever had out at Wembley.
That was obviously, 2 years after United came back up?
Yeah. But it was the proper Red Army when we was going in the thousands, and we was there in the morning on the banks of the River Thames, thousands of United fans playing football in London. It was just like, I wish the kids of today could see what it was like in them days. Thousands, I mean, I look at Wembley and I look at Old Cup finals, but I've never seen scenes like it where we had 90% of the ground and they had a small section at the top of the ground. And I still look at it to this day and think, absolutely unbelievable.
Following year, you know, you got to the final against Liverpool. Were you there for that?
Yeah.
What I remember that, like? Because obviously that stopped Liverpool technically winning the treble that United became the first team to do, didn't it?
To this day, when Tommy Docherty said in Albert Square, we'll be back and we'll win it for the fans next year, I thought it was unbelievable, and I believed everything he says, because to me, he's still, even though Fergie's done unbelievable for Manchester United, he's still my idol, Tommy Docherty, because I used to love him on a Friday night. If he said, if Man City score 3 today, we'll score 4, and that's how it was. And I thought the following year, when we went back and won it the following year, was absolutely amazing.
My first cup final was 79, but am I right in saying that the FA Cup, even though it wasn't as, you know, it didn't take as many games to win as the league title, it had almost the same status, I think, back then?
I thought it had a status up until the 80s. And then when it started, when you'd have the cup draws on different days, and I mean, this year I think the FA Cup has been, in my opinion, when they have it on the one show, the cup draw, I don't even know what the one show is. I really don't know what the one show is. I'm not a television person. But when it's on the one show and you're playing on don't get me wrong, I love Friday nights, I love Saturday nights, Sunday nights, that's the way football's going. But I will not, for me, years ago, it was the FA Cup was special, where even if he wasn't involved, you got up at 9 o'clock and watched it all day long. It's a knockout and everything, and you watched it, grandstand, and you had your beef paste butties and sat there all day long, and it was absolutely unbelievable.
What's your best FA Cup final watching United?
I'd probably have to say 79, because I'd been married the week before, and the wife said to me, "You go there." She went, and I'm going back to my mum's. And in them days, we used to go on a Friday morning. We'd all get on the train with loads of beer. And I'd never seen wine on draft. And I was drinking wine all weekend. And I'd come back on the Monday morning. I had spots everywhere. And when I got home, and I'd only been married a couple of weeks, and my wife was at the mother-in-law's, and he had to go to the mother-in-law's full of spots. And he had to pick her up and bring her home on the Monday.
So you must have brought quite a catch there.
Oh, no, it was. And to this day, she's still with me. I've been married 30-odd years, and she sorts me tickets out and everything. She's a diamond. But to me, that was like the emotions from being rubbish to think you've won it to losing. I thought was unbelievable. I really did.
That game in 10 minutes summed Manchester United up, didn't it?
In them days it did, because we were so inconsistent. It was. You can't really. I don't know. I really.
What's your worst?
I'd say Everton, 85, when we got beat right out, because I went with people. I felt out of my depth with the people who I went with, who were drinking champagne and everything, and I thought, why am I on the minibus drinking with people I don't want to be with, drinking champagne, thinking it's all like, as if it, and they'd only got tickets for that day, and we got beat 1-0, and I thought the total day and everything about the experience was the worst I've ever experienced.
Quick one on today then, do you think we're going to win?
I don't really know. I've got the same shirt on I wore in the semi-final. I've not worn it since that day. But if we win, I'll hang it in the wardrobe with all my other ones.
Mate, I'll see you soon, yeah. Graham, put your food down. First final?
First final, 76.
Like Steve, then?
Yeah, like Steve, yeah.
So, quickly then, what's your best ever FA Cup final memory?
I mean, best ever FA Cup final memory would be 77. Because of 76, I've never cried at a football match, and I'll never cry at a football match again. 76, I cried. 77.
Yeah, I saw you sobbing at Bournemouth away this season, you lying bastard.
Yeah, that's because of how crap we was. nothing to do with the winning or losing. But that, my best one was 77, because it was the first one I saw. It was live. 76, because obviously we got beat and we won in 77.
Thoughts today?
The thoughts today is, 5 years ago, I think we would be so confident it'd be untrue. Now I'm not so sure.
It's going to make it better if we win till later, doesn't it?
Yeah, I still think we'll win it, but I'm not as confident as what I would have been 5 or 6 years ago.
Chat to you after the game, mate. See you in a bit. Right, who else can I find? A couple of old timers there. See if we can find somebody who's... Rick, stop running off. Right, your first cup final was...
Oh, fucking hell.
You're only a young one, you, really.
I am only a young one. First one I went to, 96, I think. Yeah, but first one I remember was 90 against Crystal Palace, but yeah, Thursday night replay.
So, what are your best memories from FA Cup finals for United, whether it's in the flesh, being there, or watching on telly? Or...
I mean, the Cantona goal obviously stands out, doesn't it? You know, against Liverpool last minute, that's, you know, that's mega, isn't it? Just some good trips as well, really. You know, Even the Millwall one, which is one of those weird cup finals where you kind of know you're going to win before it, it was just a great day out at Cardiff, wasn't it?
Do you know what? We could have played Total Network Solutions from Wales in that game, right? And lost 3-0.
Yeah.
And we'd have still gone, do you know what? That was better than winning anything at Wembley.
And the best bit was when Ronaldo got slagged off for taking the piss, which I just thought was like, you know, just brilliant. But no, we've been very lucky, haven't we? You know, we've had some great cup finals. Obviously, the Newcastle one in 99, which kind of gets overlooked a little bit with a treble, doesn't it? Because obviously, you know, Cole coming on and scoring the winner second half against Tottenham in the league, and then obviously what happened in Barcelona. But you know, that was a massive game at the time, wasn't it? And you know, Keane went off early and stuff like that. So yeah, just some cracking memories really, and it's been long overdue, hasn't it, to be back here and hopefully winning it.
You mentioned that game about Ronaldo taking it. The reason he did it is because it was his first ever trophy, wasn't it? And he was like, you know, teenager, stadia, blah, blah, blah. You get the sense that that could have a big impact on quite a few players in United's team today.
Yeah, and I think the thing with Ronaldo, you know, players like that, you want them to express themselves, you want them to entertain the crowd, and I know, I don't see it as disrespectful at all. It was an FA Cup final at the end of the day. You weren't playing fucking pre-season friendly somewhere, so go and enjoy yourself, do what you're good at, and you know, everyone would love if Phil Jones did a few, no they wouldn't, but you know what I mean. But if we had players of that ilk, you know, with that potential like he's got, that's exactly what you want to see, like Memphis doing this season. The only game he's done it all year was Midgetland, when he obviously thought, I'm better than these, and he was unplayable. So to me, you can get on with it, tell him to play like that. And
unplayable against Midgetland isn't something you put on a CV, is it? What so are you expecting United to win comfortably today, or are you in the, this could be harder work than we think it could be?
I think this season you can never really back us to win comfortably. I think, to be honest, the importance of it and the occasional will blot out whatever Van Gaal says in the pre-game talk. I think, you know, you've got, well, obviously there's nobody at the club other than, I think, Mata, who's won the FA Cup, and I think they'll just go out and do what they need to do today. I don't expect them to win by 4 or 5, but I think, you know, I think we'll win and win all right.
The thing is I reckon the two people who want to win most today are the two most decorated players on the pitch, which is Rooney and Carrick.
Yeah, you know. And they both, not, you know, especially Carrick, but you know, possibly very likely his last game, and Rooney, who knows, you know. I think when you're on the sort of money he's on, new manager comes in, there's always a chance that he might not be there next year.
I think Rooney's looking at it, if the new manager's who we think it is, he's obviously a big fan, isn't he? So I think he's going to be all right.
Yeah, and you know, I still think maybe another season for Carrick. I know not everybody thinks that, but I don't know. I think what we need to have learnt from the last 2 years more than anything is, it's great saying we've got rid of all this deadwood, all these players who aren't good enough to win European Cups, but that's only all right if you replace them with players who are better. And the sad thing earlier this season is there was 4 or 5 players that we've sold who would have started most games this season.
We've seen a lot of players, right? You just mentioned Carrick. We've seen a lot of players come to the end of their careers at United, long careers, successful careers, and they always get linked with these coaching roles, and I've always gone, yeah, whatever. If there's one player that I would absolutely give a coaching role to at United, it's Michael Carrick.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's just a footballer, and he's what I like seeing in a midfielder, to be honest. And but I still think, though, that, you know,
the way he holds himself and the way he conducts himself.
Yeah, and he's just dead professional. He's never been in the papers, has he, or anything, you know, other than football reasons. But at the end of the day, you're picking your starting 11 for Wembley today. Who's your holding midfielder? I'd probably say 90% of the people in this pub would still pick him above Schneiderlin. So that's the thing. It's all right saying get rid of him, but you're going to have to bring two in who are better than him. So
just a quick non-FA Cup point. This last trip of the season on your coach that you've been running for, I think this is your 12th season running it, or something stupid like that.
Something that far, yeah.
It's been fun, hasn't it?
It's been great. It's been another fantastic season. We've... sorry, somebody's just putting some money in your back pocket. I'm not sure what that's about. No, we've had another great season. And to be honest, the football, if anything, has just enhanced the enjoyment off the pitch, because I think everyone's just thought, fuck it, we're not going to enjoy ourselves in the 90 minutes of the match, so we may as well enjoy ourselves on the way there and the way home. You know, it just seems to go from strength to strength each year. We've got an awful lot of regulars who come on every single week, regardless of who we're playing, where we're playing, and that's absolutely brilliant. And, you know, they're all starting to bring sound mates with them as well. So days like today, we can do two coaches, and it's just another good trip, innit?
Hopefully talk to you after the game when Fellaini scored the winner.
He might well score the winner, but I'd still fucking sell him.
I tell you something, I'm playing, just a quick one, I'm playing. He's one of the reasons we're in this final, you know, because no, you know what? The two most understated things from the semi-final, right? Everyone's raving about Fellaini's goal, Marshall's finish, like, Rooney's clearance off the line.
Yeah, it's
right?
Brilliant, wasn't it?
And that tackle is it 1-0 from Fellaini.
Fellaini, yeah. You after know. He fucked up earlier, yeah, let's not forget that.
I'll speak to you after the game. There's no way we're ever going to get any real sense out of it. I'm going to come to... You're live on the United We Stand podcast, ladies.
Hello, everyone.
This was
the game.
It is, you two. I just wanted to talk to you about the 1908 final, which you two were at.
You horror! Horrible! We're not telling you anything about it.
We weren't even a twinkle then.
1963 was my first.
Was it you, really?
Yeah. So we won. 3-1 Leicester.
As in what score there?
Pardon?
As in watched or attended?
What score?
What? As in person, what was the first final you went to?
1963. Yeah.
Talk to us about that then. What do you remember?
I remember the score, and I remember distinctly afterwards Albert Quixel coming over with his medal. He was so delighted, coming over to where I stood, quite near to the front. But I was very young, I was really tired. We got the midnight train going down on Friday, and the midnight train going back, and I was shattered, but very happy.
Were you there?
No.
What was your first one?
I couldn't get a ticket. Well, it was a lot later.
76 then, wasn't it?
No, because I had a young family then.
What, so we're talking 80s now?
No, we didn't come then.
Our children were small. We didn't come till our children
grew
up.
So you had the 80s off, basically?
Yeah.
You picked an all-night decade to have
off. Oh, we knew what we were doing. They missed us. Yes.
So in all of the time and the years that you've been watching, your first game was in what year?
My first game, 1957.
And yours?
1957.
57 as well. So forgetting finals and everything else, the FA Cup had massive status then, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
So what are your favourite FA Cup memories watching Manchester United?
Well, we watched the other ones, like the 80s and 90s on TV, which we loved. But, of course, so 63 has got to be for the FA Cup for me. And it was just fantastic. But I was very young, so you kind of forget. I was at school.
How old are you now?
Oh, I'm not telling you
on,
that. No, go on,
tell us.
I was 15 at the time.
You were 15 in 63?
Yes. Yeah. Right. That's enough.
You still look better than I do.
She's not got a shaved head.
That can be arranged, you know.
We're winning.
What's your favourite ever United FA Cup memory?
Now you're asking. My biggest disappointment was against Aston Villa in 58.
Oh, yeah. Bolton, that wasn't it?
That's right, when Nat Loftus, not Ray Wood. Yeah. Did I say I meant Bolton? I meant Bolton. No, Villa was the 1957. Yes. But well, both of them, really, yes. Yeah.
But I think one of the best goals definitely was Cantona's goal.
Yes.
That was fantastic. Yes.
If I was to ask, Whiteside 85 or Cantona 96, who wins?
Oh, well, Cantona.
Yes.
Really?
Cantona, yeah.
And that's the female in us.
Is that right? Right. So basically, right, yeah. See you later. Dearie me. Do you know what? I've got a bus here full of 18, 19, 20 year olds. Got a bus full of 30, 40, 50 year olds. When you talk to people like that who are in there, you can do the maths on it. It's quite inspiring, really. That's what Manchester United does to you. It's a club for life. So great to hear the thoughts of people like that. We are going to have a drink now. We're going to have a good laugh in the pub, mess about for a bit, have a sing song, then we're going to get our way down to the ground, after which we'll go to the game. We'll be back after that, hopefully with some good moods and some good stories about the day. But until then, we'll speak to you later. We're leaving the stadium after the FA Cup final at least half an hour later than we probably would have preferred or expected to. Crystal Palace 1, Manchester United 2. after extra time, goals from someone from Crystal Palace who I've never heard of. Wan-Mata scored pretty quickly after that, and then Jesse Lingard scored an absolute pearler in extra time to wrap it up for 10 Man United after Chris Smalling did his usual drop of bollock and put us on the back foot for quite a while. We have won the FA Cup, and that is absolutely brilliant for the football club. It's brilliant for the support. It's brilliant for everybody associated with Manchester United, because we needed that given everything that's gone on. So we're on our way out of the stadium. I'm desperately trying to find two things, really. I'm trying to find some United fans to chat to. More importantly, I'm trying to find specifically the coach that's gonna take me home, preferably the one that's got my bag on it, with my house keys and all that kind of good stuff in it. So I'm going to try and find... Oh, there it is. It's over there. So, fantastic United. That's now United 12 FA Cups, level with Arsenal. It's always been a tournament that whenever United have been in a bit of bother, it's always been a tournament that's got us out of a hole a little bit, give us a lift when we needed it, give the support a boost when they needed it, and I don't think today is any exception to that. It was an absolute pleasure to watch. Club record goal scorer on soon to be Wayne Rooney lift the trophy, Michael Carrick lifting it with him, two absolute stalwarts of the club over the last 10 or 11 years. It was quite an interesting reception when Van Gaal went up to lift it. I think it was generally pretty good. I think if you can't give the manager a good reception when he's lifting a trophy, that's pretty sad, really. But anyway, you can give him grief another day. Remains to be seen just how long he's got left in the chair, but for now, United are the FA Cup winners. It's another trophy in the cabinet for the football club, and it'll go on the honours board, go down in history, and we can certainly enjoy the journey home, especially after so many trips this year that haven't really been particularly great for us. You know, you've heard us moaning and whinging and God knows what else after rubbish trips from Bournemouth and all these other places where we've got beat. So let's get a bit of reaction. I'm just wandering around now. Let's see if we can grab some United fans. Chas?
I can't speak, I'm fucked.
Well, you're on a podcast, so I'd appreciate it if you would.
Fucking brilliant, delighted. But to be fair, it weren't the best game I watched. Both teams was pretty poor, to be fair.
Cares.
Rooney were fucking outstanding, best player for us today.
Will. Jay.
Amazing, mate. About time we got something away from home.
Well, mate, what a strike to win it. Fucking hell, I tell you what. I'm not his biggest fan, but fucking hell, he caught that one, didn't he? Fucking hell, nearly took the netting off the net.
We've won the FA Cup, and we've got 5-hour bus trip out.
Buzzing, mate, buzzing.
Steve, that is the best ending to a shittiest game of football I've ever fucking seen.
It was wank, wasn't it?
To be fair, the fucking extra time sobered me up, so I'm happy on the bus on the way home now.
But what did I fucking tell you to on United?
Did you? Is that what you said?
I fucking said that. I cannot wait for the replay.
I'll listen to it back. I listened to it back to believe you.
It's a fucking great balloon, that, wasn't it? Man, absolutely unbelievable.
He got sent off, he had his head in his hands. Even when we scored, he had his head in his hands.
Smalling's a fucking bomb scare, though, isn't he, really?
He is a bomb scare, but it's been a while since I've had a balloon like that and fucking buzzing. Let's start. Get on the bus and have a good go back.
Hey, how's it going?
You happy?
I don't know how to celebrate anymore, I forgot.
Go on, give it a good go.
I still think it's the end of Van Gaal, but...
Of course it is.
Of course it's the end. But
of course it's the end. It has to be the end. It's not been good enough, has it?
But you can never say no to a trophy.
Exactly.
Steve, no one's happy. But what no one's actually thought, we've now got to play Leicester three times next year. Fuck's sake.
Forgot about the Charity Shield. Forgot about that, fucking hell. Lee, podcast, are you happy?
Yeah, it's all right, that. It wasn't too bad. It wasn't fantastic, but...
Right, you can go fuck off,
dude. He was fucking brilliant!
Champions! Yeah, no, shit! Fucking Lou Van Gaal's red and white army.
Lou Van Gaal should not stay, even though we won that. Good.
Well, he won't do, will he, so, but let him enjoy. Let him have his evening.
He knows how to make a substitution. Yeah. Give him that.
He knows how to make a substitution.
Well, he knows how to bring a fucking fullback on.
Hey, mate. Who cares? I'm not being funny.
That was all right, that. It is fucking... He's been a bag of shite all season, but he's pulled it out of the bag when it mattered.
Rooney played well, didn't he?
Excellent, mate. Honestly, he's had a good couple of games, hasn't he? But you know what, right? Fuck it, United have won the fucking cup, so I'm fucking over the moon.
Let's have a good trip home, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, don't make me take too much.
I'll see you in a bit. Quick word for the United We Stand podcast, lads.
You're buzzing.
Absolutely unbelievable. Fantastic.
Great goal as well, fantastic goal.
I think it's one of the best goals you'll see in a final, to be honest.
It, didn't he?
Unbelievable technique. The ball's gone, come back to him so quickly.
Did your arse go when Smalling went off?
We were dejected, weren't we? Because
it was pointless, wasn't it? I mean, he was always going to do it.
How do you get sent off in the opponent's half? It's a centre half.
I know.
Yeah, I thought he was doing that. I think he thought he was doing a heroic thing, but I think we might have been all right had he let him go on running. But I don't know. It's worked out all right in the
end. What's your plan for the way home? Getting hammered.
Think so, pal. Yeah.
Safe trip, boys.
Nice one.
Ta-da, yeah. Matt, I come here. You. Quick wait.
I love you.
Quick wait. How are you? All right.
Yeah, good, mate.
You look well.
Feel it.
You're on the podcast now, mate. Are you happy?
Extremely happy, mate. Extremely. All the shit away days we've had this year. And we've...
Well, they've all been good in terms of the trip, haven't they?
Yeah, the trips have been bang on, but...
We've never had it, but it is nice to come away with something, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely.
What's your plan for the way home? Getting twisted.
Get steamy!
Safe trip. Safe trip. He is an absolute... He's a top lad, that kid I've just spoke to. He's a top lad, but he's a fucking nightmare. How are you? Quick word for the podcast.
Oh, incredible. Incredible. It makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
I won't go that far.
It makes it all... It does make it all enjoyable. Okay. I'll tell you what.
You're on the United We Stand podcast live.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Come on, say something. Yappy. I
am. Absolutely. How are you? Buzzing. Absolutely buzzing.
How are you, mate?
For the podcast.
Not really, no.
See you later. Fucking weird, Denlock. Who else can I find here? Let's see who else we got. Big Phil, come on. Give me the voice of the podcast.
The voice of the podcast. As soon as Smalling went, I knew we'd won the game. Right now we're on a resurgence, a bit like Fergie's first few years, but hopefully Van Gaal's gone before then.
Let him have his night, yeah?
Yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy it.
So, plan for the way home. You're going to behave?
Plan for eight. Yeah, I'm going to behave. I'm just going to get pissed.
How good was that? You happy with that?
I'm very happy with that. Very happy. That'll do.
When Smalling went off, what did you think?
I thought it had to be penalties after Smalling went off, but
I was dreading penalties because we're shit at them.
Yeah, last two we lost them. We were fucking horrendous, eh? Middlesbrough and Sunderland, we were shite, but anyway.
Moscow though. Moscow for me. They haven't got John Terry, but Moscow.
But anyway,
look at Anthony, big handsome bastard.
And sure.
How are you doing? You all right?
I was thinking...
Test cricket's back as well.
Yeah.
How are you?
Really good after that.
Good one.
I mean, like, we were shit, weren't we?
Yeah,
let's have it right, but
yeah.
We won the cup. Yeah. That's what
it
matters,
isn't it? Yeah. How's your day been?
Really good. Yeah. Not bad. Yeah. I had to go to the Imperial War Museum with Andy, but...
There's us, let me grab us. Us, come here. How are you? You happy with, gotta be happy with that.
Happy with the result.
Bit of a smash and grab job, wasn't it?
Built in fucking goal to win it. Listen,
it was a good balloon around there, wasn't it?
If you want to know what a shit red looks like, you're looking right at him, mate. Three times I tried to bail out the ground. Half time, full time, and half time in extra time.
You'd had enough.
I tried to go. And about 5 minutes into the second half extra time, I says to the guy, I says, look, I've got to fucking get, is there no way out of this fucking ground? And he says, go round 513, you can get down the stairs there. I got the top of the stairs and I thought, fuck it, there's five.
Did you see the goal?
10 minutes left. I walked back, I was right behind the goal. I walked in probably about a minute before it went in. Fucking
brilliant,
what a strike. And I've seen it that many times on the screen. The more you see it, the better it gets.
Brilliant. Limo,
how's it going, mate? All right, I'm happy with that.
Are you? Was it just good
shit?
Enough?
Just about. I thought, seriously, 90 minutes, fucking awful.
How did you get sent off in?
I know, 60 yards from fucking goal. What the fuck is he playing at, honestly? Fucking liability, but.
Great challenge.
Oh, yeah, brilliant, yeah. Really,
I
beat
some fucking ginger birds, had me, when we scored. Fucking ginger pubes in my mouth.
I have to say,
you bit ahead.
I didn't mean to. I fucking went. I don't think anyone was expecting fucking that strike anyway.
I was expecting 0-0.
I was.
Town.
Yeah. Town for the lads.
Let me go and find. I need to find Blackie or. Because it'd be. Here we go, there's a couple of lads here.
What a finish. What a finish, Steve.
That's all I can say.
We just won the FA Cup.
What a fucking
goal deserves to win an FA Cup final.
Didn't it just?
Fucking get in. Get in. Fuck off your Scouse cunts.
Palace got what they deserve. They come for a draw. They come for penalties.
They were wank Palace. And we were nearly as bad.
We were really good, Steve. Let's fucking not beat about the bush. But at the end of the day, he's missed all fucking season. But I'll tell you what, Chelsea and that fucker there, Jesse Lingard, getting
just like local say well, how lad. Poor the Wembley security is. I've just been in the Bobby Moore suite, got myself a free programme, ran up a bar tab for some unlucky fucker, and much, had a great time with jazz band.
$5 on the gym.
How much have you run up?
Fucking no, no, but they're gonna have to pay it. I'm here now.
Fair play, late. Well played, mate. That's what we like to hear.
Quite shit, still
where's Rick gone? Where's Rick? I need to find Rick. Has he gone the other way? Where's Rick? Here he is. I've got to find Rick because he's a hammered. Rick!
Yeah, right, Sid! 12 times FA Cup winners. Go on, you reds.
Yappy.
Always said Jesse Lingard was an excellent finisher.
Yeah. Really play well, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I don't think we played well.
No,
we
didn't play well.
You know what I mean? Cup finals are about winning, aren't they? Who gives a fuck how we played?
What did you think when Smalling went off? Thank fuck.
I'm disappointed to let him up to get his medal. I don't think Kevin Moran was allowed, was he?
I think he should have took I think they should have took it off him as well. Alright, have you sorted the playlist? Are we all sorted for the way home?
We might have a little sing song on the way home.
I think so as well. Where's Blackie? Anyone found Blackie?
Wembley!
I can't find Blackie anywhere. I'll grab him in a minute. Cal,
a win's a win. Cup final. He's quite cagey.
You got a ticket late. You got to be happy. You got in there to watch that.
Thanks to you.
You what?
We always win cup finals with 10 men.
Disappointing game, but we won the cup.
What did you think when Smalley went off?
Not much really, because it was quite. It's quite cagey anyway. How'd
you get sent off in the opponent's half? As I said.
That sums our season up really, doesn't it? But you know what, Steve? At the end of the day, we played bad, but we won the cup. Yeah. And that's what it's about.
Should be good journey out, shouldn't it?
Thank you.
See you in a bit. Where's Blackie? Blackie, come here, mate.
Wait a minute, I've just got to sort this first.
What? Alright. Dan, come here, mate.
I've got nothing else to say, apart from, if you can't get excited for winning the FA Cup, then you may as well fuck off and not come back again. Simple as that. That was fucking mega.
You in a good mood then?
I'm always in a good mood. You know me, mate.
Mike.
That is the first FA Cup final I've seen us win live. And honestly, that is one of my abiding memories ever. That was absolutely top. I can't put into words how much I enjoyed that. Absolutely brilliant. Mega.
Shit game, shit performance, and we've ended up getting a trophy out of it. That's alright, innit?
Can't beat it. Piss boiled everywhere. No, let's get back into town. Let's get mashed.
Sounds like he's going to have a nice evening out. Yeah. Who else can I find here? Luke.
Hello, you alright, Steve?
How are you?
How's it going?
You get in?
Yeah, jibbed in.
Did you get in for free?
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
A little bit, yeah.
How did you do it?
Anyone that paid over £100 to get into that game.
Mate, see you in a bit, yeah?
To get into that ground today. It's a red
how
feeling.
How did you get in? Did you, what, just launch it?
Well, I'm not going to give a secret away, am I, really?
Why not?
I don't know, because anyone was...
Oh, well done for getting in. Neil?
Yeah, cheers.
You all right?
Hi, mate, okay. Yeah, happy? I'm sound, yeah. Yeah, I'm happy.
Trophy, innit?
Trophy. It was... I don't know, extra time, I couldn't see it coming, to be honest, because I thought when Smalling got sent off, I thought we'd blown it, but yeah, it was ace. What a finish. A local lad scoring the winner in the cup final, you can't beat that, can you?
Yeah,
you
well, can't beat local-ish.
It's, well, I mean, what's this local team, isn't it?
Oh, well, right, that's it. We've won the FA Cup, everyone's happy, no one really wants to talk to me about it, which is fair enough. We're going to wrap it up now, we're going to get on the bus, we're going to go home, we're going to have a good drink and a good laugh. We have had a tough season, but it's been a good laugh. And we appreciate the fact that you've all been downloading the podcasts and giving us loads of good feedback about that. So on behalf of all the people on the away trips that we've been chatting to all season, thanks for everything. Hope you've enjoyed our fun and games as much as we have. which I doubt really, but on behalf of the lads who sell United We Stand and then do the podcast after the game, myself, Ant Shaw, Aaron Buckley, Stu Edwards, Ant Bloom, see you later, Ant, who have I forgot here, John Ashton and Stu Edwards mainly, and everybody else who's contributed. Thanks for listening, we appreciate it, and we hope you have a great summer, hope you've enjoyed the podcasts, and we'll see you soon.
Hi everybody, it's Andy and James here from your next favourite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, we do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely, I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.